Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, make sure you head on over to Sirius Channel 160 or Sirius XM 205. You can go ahead and listen to us live in your car on satellite radio. How great is that? Absolutely love it. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe, which I do a horrendous job of keeping tabs of my IG. My wife even told me earlier this weekend, I sent you something on Instagram. I said, honey, I haven't looked at it in like 3 days. But I promise, tonight, after the show, I will be on IG. I'll be in the streets. I doubt anyone's been reaching out on there since I'm never active. But hey, we're going to try to keep that afloat over on IG. So once again, Femi_Abebefe. You can hit up the show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet, and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find it. We got the crew hanging with us on this Monday. We got Tyler Morales. We have Jay Kassan, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Addie Bates. Billy Z is not with us. He'll be back on Wednesday out of town for some family arrangements. But Nick Costos, he joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on the wild finish in Philly that saw the Eagles come from behind and then hang on to beat the Los Angeles Rams. We'll talk about that game here shortly in this opening segment. But as always, it's all football today, all National Football League. And if you miss any parts of these 4 hours, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, because we're putting the content on there in on-demand fashion for all of you to consume, the least you could do is to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We have one guest who will be joining us at 5:20 Eastern time. It's our BetMGM Network teammate, co-host of Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, 9 to noon Eastern. The great Sam Paniadovic joins us here on You Better You Bet for his weekly Monday hit. Does an awesome job with Nick on Sundays. You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff, 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern time, leading up to the NFL early window slate. Awesome work for Fox Sports Digital, Bear Bets Podcast, Chicken Dinner Podcast. We're going to get Sam's thoughts and his recap from week three in the NFL. And also to talk a little bit of college football as well, because it was a fun weekend in college football where, like, I was telling Tyler this earlier this morning, because Tyler's filling in for Bill as our executive producer. I might just become a college football guy because the NFL's whooping my ass, damn it. Like, college football bets have been going great. Shout out to Texas Tech. Guns up. Wreck 'em. Red Raiders. NFL? We'll get into that all throughout this hour, and I'll let you know how we did not win dollars at the window. But because it's a Monday, want to go ahead and let you guys know. And you should know by now, you should already be in the routine. I mean, it's the end of week three. We're headed towards week four in like a few days. You should already know what you're supposed to do. But calling out all the real ones on social media, on YouTube, what is your best bet for tonight's Monday night football game between the Detroit Lions and the Baltimore Ravens? You must include the rationale. It could be a side, a total, or a prop, but please tell us why you like the bet. And the only way we're going to give you the shout out is if you drop it in the YouTube chat. Go ahead and visit us at the BetMGM Network. You can find the stream. Drop it into the YouTube chat, your best bet for tonight's Monday Night Football game, side, total, prop, and why, and we will tip the cap to you as a real one later on during the program. But let's get into what we saw yesterday afternoon, evening from the National Football League, week three. And I would say midway through the early window slate, I was probably watching the games. I'm like, damn, there's been a lot of flags. For some reason, like a lot of the games felt like ref shows and a lot was going on. Oh, holding, block in the back, offside. Like, I'm just like, damn, man. Like, there's no clean ball out there. Like, what's happening? But that witching hour struck, and that early window slate went from dud to stud. That thing was insane. And like, that's where like I want to start the show today, is just reflecting and talking and recapping what we saw at the end of the early window yesterday afternoon. I mean, Eagles and the Rams. Philadelphia wins at 33-26. Like, what a freaking game that was. Just as insane a betting experience as you'll find. Like, I laid three with Philadelphia. Talked about it throughout the week. Hey, if this goes down to three, bet the Eagles. Luckily, a shop here in Las Vegas, they deal everything at 11-10, which is minus 110. Like, they got down to three. Bang, I hit it. Biggest bet of the week. We talked about it on Friday. I said it's my favorite bet. Biggest bet of the weekend. Philadelphia laying the three. Watching the game. Oh, this is going poorly. They're getting destroyed. They don't look good. The Boo Birds are out. It's all bad. But just an insane ending with the Rams trailing by one, kicking the game-winning field goal. Bang! How about our guy Jordan Davis blocks the kick? And I'll say this right now. It might be a hot take. I don't care because I know I'm right. Jordan Davis is the most athletic person on planet Earth. Dude, that guy is like 6'5", 340 pounds. He elevates the elevator man. Shout out to Dickie V. He elevates, blocks the kick, and then busts through the line of scrimmage while running, which is like, I know on TV it looks very, very easy for a big person to just go and scoop that ball up. That's not easy. How many big guys do we see trip over themselves when trying to recover a fumble? He picks the ball up and then is running as if he is like a wide receiver. Nobody in the picture. None of the Rams guys could catch him. He's running 60 yards to the crib and to the window for yours truly, who had no business covering the point spread. Once again, no business covering the point spread, laying three with Philadelphia. The Rams should have won the game or at least covered the number. But Jordan Davis, pick him up, put him down. Pick him up, put him down. Pick him up, put him down. Just chugging down the field. And I'm thinking to myself, because my wife is sitting next to me. We're watching the game because she's locked in on what's going on as well. She's a big Vikings fan. She's all happy after the way they beat the hell out of the Cincinnati Bengals. But we're watching the games, and she's like, what are you rooting for? Because I was rooting for Philadelphia the whole time. It looks like they're going to like not cover. So at that point, Cowboys fan Femi kicks in. So now I'm rooting for the Eagles to lose. I'm like, all right, if you're not going to win me money, get the hell out of my face, lose the game. So I'm like, all right, great. Rams in field goal range. Let's get this thing done. The field goal gets blocked, and I'm like, damn, what the hell? And then I see he's running. I'm like, keep going, keep going, keep going. And he runs all the way and gets us the cover as the Eagles win the game by 7. Just a ridiculous turn of events. I will likely never run into Jordan Davis, literally or figuratively. I mean, literally, I hope that never happens because he'll truck my ass and run me over. But I will probably never run into Jordan Davis. If I ever do, drinks on me, young man. absolutely love what you did yesterday with a miracle cover by the Philadelphia Eagles. Because, boy, don't get it twisted. What we saw yesterday, once again, the Philadelphia Eagles were outplayed. But guess what? They win. Like, they just win. And it has to be incredibly frustrating for people who either bet against the Eagles or people who hate the Eagles, like I do, or people who just, like, watch football in general. This team, I'll go ahead and say this because I think it's true. Once again, I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it was true. For a third consecutive game, the Eagles were outplayed by the opposition. And that includes the opening night game against the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas outplayed them. Kansas City outplayed them. And now LA outplayed them. Three straight games. They were outgained by the opposition. None of it matters. They're 3-0. And I get it. They're winners. They're the defending champions. All is good. And all that stuff is great. However, like, does anyone think they look good? When you watch the Eagles play, like when you actually watch it with your own two eyes, how do you not think back to 2023 in that season where the Eagles got off to a 10-1 start and all the numbers showed that this team was fraudulent and everyone's saying, well, look at the record. They're 10-1. They're winners. And then they collapse at the end of the year. It looks a lot like that, man. I don't know. I'm just watching. I'm watching. And I'm saying this as somebody who bet them yesterday in the game. I was very much locked in on that football game. The passing game struggles. They have no passing game whatsoever. I guess they got to be down by 19 points to find the passing game because that's when they open things up. And I know, just for context, and it's important to note, Lane Johnson got injured with a neck injury. Sounds like he'll be A-OK. He thinks he's going to play this upcoming Sunday when they take on Tampa Bay. But like Lane Johnson's their best offensive lineman. When the offense doesn't have Lane Johnson, the offense falls off a cliff. But I would argue, with Lane Johnson in the lineup, the offense still stunk out loud. Like, I get it. They win. But like, let's just keep this in mind. If the Eagles start to regress a little bit, they were never as good as this 3-0 record suggested. 3-0 record, I should say. Like, this team has some real problems, and it's good to win and figure the problems out on the fly. But like, they have issues, and it's not all gravy, and the defending champions out to 3-0, and they're just like the world beaters. I don't see them that way. Neither should you. As for the Rams, real quickly here before we get to the other wild games from that early window witching hour, the Rams got to be kicking themselves, man. Like, not one, but two field goals were blocked. Like, we're all going to look back at the Jordan Davis play. The previous possession, they had a field goal blocked. That one was by Jordan Davis's Georgia buddy, Jalen Carter, the spitter. Like, the Rams should have won that game. Chance to go up by 8 midway through the fourth. Chance to win the game with a 44-yard field goal. Could not execute either one. And this is the kind of game when if you're a Rams fan or Rams better or whatever, this is the kind of game when you look back and when we get to January and it's like, well, Rams have to go back to Philadelphia in the playoffs. This is the game that you're going to be wondering what the hell went wrong. Because this is the kind of game that swings who might have home field advantage or who might be able to host a playoff game as opposed to travel in a playoff game. And we saw, you know, last January, it was snowy outside. I think the Rams, if they had a choice, would like to avoid doing that once again. All right, let's get over to another crazy game from the early window in the witching hour. That was the Cleveland Browns and the Green Bay Packers. Well, I guess not all the big favorites are going to win, right? Biggest upset to date this season, Brownies plus 7.5. They win outright, knocking people out of Survivor, which I absolutely enjoyed. And the Browns win the game 13-10. And off the top, like, this defense is a monster, man. They held the Packers to 230 yards, 3.8 yards per play. That's coming off of the heels of a performance where they held the Baltimore Ravens to 242 yards and 4.6 yards per play, and the Cincinnati Bengals to 141 yards and 2.9 yards per play. This defense is ridiculous. It's a damn shame that they don't even have an offense that's like just below average, like normal bad. Because if they were just normal bad on offense, they could win 8-9 games. Why not? With a defense like that, what they've been doing against Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and now Jordan Love, it's a hell of a defensive effort by the Cleveland Browns. But despite all of that for Green Bay, you're up 10-0 in the third quarter or late in the third, early in the fourth. I mean, at that point, you got to think that it's a ball game, right? And this, to me, if there's one thing you could point to with the Green Bay Packers where you feel maybe a little bit skittish on, Jordan Love, I know like he's like a six-year pro, but he hasn't played as much football as guys who are usually 6 years in the league. Like, that's where he's got to learn how to manage the game. Dog, You're up by a touchdown against a team that has zero offense. 3rd and 3 on your own 25, 3:18 left in the game. You decide to force a ball in there to throw an interception? That's the only way you lose, because the Browns are not driving the length of the field to score a touchdown against you. It's not happening. And that INT set Cleveland up with the short field. Bang, tied up game. And at that point, okay, Green Bay, no harm, no foul. Go down the field, do your thing. They get into field goal range. Bang, another blocked kick. It was the blocked kick day in the National Football League. Now, Cleveland, who has a short field, they don't have to do that much. Micah Parsons jumps off sides, couple short passes, and then our guy Andre Smith, who was just like the absolute GOAT and not in the good way after week one, shanking field goals against the Bengals, costing them the game, 55 yards in your eye hole. Brownies beat the Packers. Just a ridiculous game for Green Bay. In the long run, they'll be fine. For Cleveland, I just, once again, if they could ever get some kind of an offense, this team could actually be pretty scary in a competitive AFC North. And then finally, because this game was just nuts, Tampa beating the Jets 29-27. The great escape that didn't need to be an escape, because the Bucs were in complete control in this game. I texted Tyler and Nick, because in our Survivor chat, because I'm like, hey, we're rooting for the Jets to win this game. I texted them with Tampa up 26-13 saying, are we about to see something crazy in Tampa? Like, we were rooting hard for Gangrene. And all of a sudden, Jets cut it to 6. They block a field goal. They score a touchdown. Shout out Will McDonald. I'm going crazy. Aaron Glenn on the sideline doing his dance. You know, he's going crazy. Like, I'm right there with Aaron Glenn, man. I'm like, dog, let's go. J-E-T-S. But unfortunately, Baker Mayfield does his job, drives them down the field, and they get it done. As it was just an insane, insane performance. But as my dog Willow was barking, the dogs were barking once again in the National Football League as we saw a ridiculous early window for week 3. All right, on the other side, we'll get to the biggest stories from around the National Football League. I mean, Nick Bosa and the San Francisco 49ers, CeeDee Lamb and the Dallas Cowboys, and we will unpack the AFC West clash that saw the Chargers beat the Broncos. It's all coming at you next here on You Better, You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Ebebefe hanging out with you guys this afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the wild weekend that we saw in the National Football League, including that Eagles come from behind victory against the LA Rams, where they needed to barely hang on to keep that victory intact. But they do it nonetheless. Philadelphia 3-0, marching on as one of the best teams in the NFC. But as I say, if you look under the hood, you know, they got some real issues. Let's just not look at the record. Let's also like analyze what's happening, because you don't need me to go out there and just like analyze the standings. All right. Like, we can all do that. Oh, they're 3-0. They must be good. Like, you know what? Like, that's not why I'm getting paid here. It's actually look at the context and see what's actually happening in the games. And through 3 weeks, for my money, they've been outplayed in all three games. But hey, the scoreboard is what the scoreboard is. But Nick, we'll talk about that Eagles game over the Rams coming up in 40 minutes. Want to also remind everyone, make sure you are in those YouTube chats. Once again, at the BetMGM Network on YouTube, you can find the stream. Tell us your favorite bet for tonight's Monday night football game between the Detroit Lions and the Baltimore Ravens. Could be a side, a total, or a prop. Let us know, and we will give you a shout out later on in the program. Just got to include the rationale. That's all we ask. It's not a big ask. I don't think it is. Just include the rationale, and we'll give you a shout out later on during the program. But joining me right now, filling in for our executive producer, Billy Z, it's our guy, Mr. 340, now Mr. 320 for today and on Tuesday. It's our guy, Tyler Morales, who's a little bit off-center here. Tyler, what's happening with the shot? What's going on, buddy? How are we doing on this Monday afternoon?
Good. Some ugly football yesterday. We texted a bunch about this yesterday. Yes. Some of those quarterback performances, like, I had to go outside during halftime. I had to go take a walk. I was just like, what did I sit through for an hour and a half with Jake Browning and Michael Penix? Oh. It was like pretty brutal yesterday, but everything was good on my end. Eagles came back and won, which is good for my household here because we're all Eagles fans. So it was a good Sunday overall.
Yeah, you know what? Like, it really was a lot of bad football. Now, I'll also say this. It became really exciting. But I mean, some of the games, and it's not just like the level of play, but like the flags, man, like the officials, I don't know if they're just asking them to officiate too much. We got an emphasis here. We got an emphasis there. Now we're looking for taunting. It's like, dude, like, can we just keep it simple? Like, just call offsides, holding, pass interference, illegal contact. And like, let's just be good. Like, we don't need an updated emphasis on hit the quarterback too high, hit the quarterback too low. Oh, you flexed on your opponent. That's a penalty. It's like, dude, like, this is just way too much nonsense. I actually feel bad for the refs now. I mean, like, imagine trying to officiate an NFL game. You're thinking about like 75 different emphasis all at once, and these dudes are like 300 pounds moving at the speed of light. Like, it's got to be ridiculously tough to officiate. And yeah, I'm usually not somebody that's going to like stump for officials and pound the table for saying like, hey, the officials got it bad. But damn, man, that don't look like a fun job with all these things that they got them emphasizing. So yeah, the ball was bad, but the ball did get exciting towards the end there with the witching hour, as we outlined in the last segment. But we got some big stories that we have to get to here, Tyler. So let's waste no more time. What's the number one thing we need to know this Monday afternoon?
Yeah, Femi, I'm sorry to bring this game up. Not only did your Dallas Cowboys get destroyed on national TV, Cowboys star wide receiver CeeDee Lamb injured his ankle after an ugly tackle from Bears linebacker Noah Sewell in the first quarter. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that CeeDee Lamb suffered a high ankle sprain and is unlikely to play Sunday. Per Schefter's tweet, the Cowboys want to see how Lamb is doing the next 10 to 14 days before making further determinations about his status. A brutal injury for the Cowboys, and now enters Sunday, the Green Bay Packers and Micah Parsons for America's team, Femi.
I mean,
I'm like, sorry.
Just when it rains, it pours, huh? Like, that's kind of how these things go sometimes. And we can now report that he has a high ankle sprain. I reported that literally seconds after it happened. I texted the chat. I'm like, oh, CeeDee Lamb, high ankle sprain. It's over. Like we all have seen what those high ankle sprains look like. And it was confirmed today. And I love how the Cowboys are like, oh, well, it's not that serious. He avoided serious injury. Did he? Like, high ankle sprain is a pretty serious injury for a skill position guy. And now it's, oh, well, we'll wait 10 days and we'll see how he's feeling. Yeah, guys, just hear me out. Here's how it's going to go. He's going to miss at least the next 4 weeks, if not the next 6 weeks. Like, that's just the reality of the situation. Because if he comes back too early and aggravates it or something else happens, then it can really be a disaster to where we'll see it in 2026, CeeDee Lamb, and you don't want that, especially with this team delusionally thinking that they still have a chance to make the playoffs. Like, it's not happening for the Dallas Cowboys. So that's a bummer. And I'm seeing right now the game for the the unfortunate doomsday that's going to happen this upcoming Sunday night between the Cowboys and the Packers. There's a sports book here in Las Vegas that's actually gone to Green Bay -7. And I've been looking at it, and I have no urge to take the 7 with Dallas. That should show you where the Cowboys are at and show you what the offense looks like without CeeDee Lamb. Because as many people thought all last week, oh man, Dak is going to carve up this Bears defense. The Bears can't stop anybody. They just gave up a 50-burger to the Detroit Lions. Like, the Bears defense is so bad. Yeah, I get that, but you also need players to go ahead and execute against them, and the Cowboys didn't have that. Like, the game got weird. Javonte Williams had the fumble. Lamb gets hurt, and all of a sudden, Dallas is struggling to move the ball. That's how the NFL goes. And I was so disappointed in the fact that Dallas didn't carry their weight in the over. Like, we loved the over all last week, and towards the end of the week, I got onto the Bears side. I texted our chat on Saturday when there was news about Trayvon Diggs potentially being questionable for the game. I just said something simple. I said, Bears in the over. That's the bet. I bet Chicago +105. I bet the over. Thankfully, the Bears won the game and at least won that part of the bet. But the over, I mean, two interceptions in the end zone in the fourth quarter. How in the world does that happen? Dak Prescott, Joe Milton, like, it's just like, dude, this is ridiculous. What is going on? How do we get here? And that's what happened, unfortunately, yesterday afternoon between the Cowboys and the Bears. Now, I'll also say this, because we all know that Dallas's defense is a disaster. We've been calling them all last week the slump busters, because that's what happened. They made Russell Wilson look like the MVP with his 400-something yards in week two. Let's just pump the brakes on Caleb Williams, guys. Like, let's just pump through, because I know everyone out there is like, oh, he's turning a corner. This is Caleb that we all thought we'd see. Guys, he played the Cowboys defense. And unfortunately for Caleb Williams, the Cowboys defense is no longer on the schedule. That game is coming past, and he did what he had to do. And kudos to him, legitimately. Kudos for him for taking advantage of that defense, because that's what any decent quarterback should be able to do, and he did it. But, like, just watch Sunday Night Football and think back to what happened to that Cowboys defense a week ago, and that's all the context you need. Once again, Russell Wilson, 450 last week. Last night, everyone's calling him to be benched. Like, this Cowboys defense is going to make everyone look good. Guess what? It's going to happen with Jordan Love on Sunday. Three Bills, baby, and probably three touchdown passes. Like, it's going to be a weekly thing. These Cowboys games should go over the total, should be 3-0 to the over, if not for lightning delay and if not for just like tomfoolery yesterday. Like, these Cowboys games are going to be so high scoring as long as they can carry their weight. They didn't yesterday. It was rather unfortunate, but like, I'm not here for the Caleb Williams was so good yesterday. No, Caleb Williams played the Dallas Cowboys defense, and a lot of other quarterbacks are going to do the same exact thing all throughout the rest of the season. Tyler, hit me with the next one.
The 49ers defeated the Arizona Cardinals 16-15. San Francisco moves to 3-0. Mac Jones continues to look pretty good as a fill-in starter for Brock Purdy. The unfortunate injury news continues, though, for San Francisco. Nick Bosa left yesterday's game with a knee injury, and he was reported about an hour ago by Adam Schefter that Nick Bosa suffered a torn ACL that will sideline him from the season. Another brutal injury for the 49ers. Now they lose one of the best edge rushers in the NFC in football. Your initial thoughts on this news, Femi, and what are you doing with the 49ers moving forward as the injuries just continue to pile up?
Yeah, I was getting ready to praise the 49ers in this segment because I was like, man, if they could do all of this stuff with all these injuries and be 3-0, which, by the way, feels like the quietest 3-0 that we've had so far this NFL. Everyone's talking about the Colts and everyone's talking about the Eagles and everyone's talking about all these teams that are 3-0. And here go the 49ers, you know, just winning games, grinding things out, beat Seattle in a grind-out game, beat New Orleans in a grind-out game with Mac Jones, beat Arizona in probably one of the worst football games outside of Houston and Jacksonville. Like, that game was god-awful yesterday afternoon, but they did it nonetheless. Like, you do all of that with Purdy hurt and Ayuk hurt and Jennings hurt and Kittle hurt. Like, the only good players that they have were healthy. It was Bosa, McCaffrey, and Trent Williams. Now Bosa's done for the whole season. Like, I don't know if you can overcome all of this. You can overcome some of it, and I'm sure their games are going to be more high scoring now that Bosa is out as one of the best defensive players in the league. One DPOY a couple of years ago. Like, he is that dude. But man, I just look at that defense and you remove him from the equation and I start to worry, because that Robert Saleh defense, not really known for like the creativity and the disguises. It's more so, hey, our dudes are better than your dudes, and they need a dude like Nick Bosa to execute that. And without him, I don't think they can. So for the 49ers, It's a bummer. Yeah, you got 3 wins banked, but I'm sure you'd trade off a loss to keep Nick Bosa. That's for damn sure. And for the Rams and the Seahawks and the Cardinals, you got to be seeing this as blood in the water, especially if you're the Rams. The way that they have been playing through these 3 weeks, they have to be your rightful favorites to win the division. Tyler, hit me with the next one.
The Kansas City Chiefs beat the New York Giants last night 22-9 in a really ugly football game from both offenses. Chiefs offense looked terrible again. They didn't score a touchdown in the first half, and Travis Kelce looked awful. Like, it was a disaster all around. And like, the worst part is the Chiefs weren't even the worst offense. The Giants were dreadful on offense. Russell Wilson threw 2 picks, and by the fourth quarter, the fans were chanting for Jaxson Dart to enter the game. What were your takeaways from this truly, truly atrocious Sunday night football game?
My first takeaway was that the Kansas City Chiefs are probably the most boring good team that I could ever remember. Like for a team that's good, or at least that we think is good, they're as boring a watch as you will find. I was telling my wife this. I was like, man, do you remember what things were like in 2018 when Mahomes first broke onto the scene, and it's prime Tyreek Hill, it's prime Travis Kelce, and how exciting the Chiefs were, and how every game was must-see TV. And now I look at the Chiefs, I'm like, damn, they're on TV? I guess, a game of the week coming on Sunday. Get ready for it. Ravens at the Chiefs. A couple of weeks from now, they showed the schedule. Sunday Night Football, Kansas City is hosting Detroit. I was like, oh, really? We got to do this some more? Oh, man, it's a brutal watch. And hopefully it gets better when Xavier Worthy gets out there, Rashee Rice gets out there. Maybe it'll get better. But, man, it's hard to be worse than what it looks like for Kansas City. As for the Giants, who could have seen this coming? Outside of everyone, right? Like Brian Daboll, who's on the hot seat. Joe Shane, who's on the hot seat. Who's our week one starter? Russell Wilson. Guys, come on. we knew how this was going to go. Russell Wilson stinks. The man was throwing the ball at the goalpost on fourth and goal. What in the world is happening with the New York Giants? And this afternoon, Brian Daboll, who decided to make his bed with Russell Wilson and have that guy be the guy that potentially saves his job, he was asked about the quarterback position, and he said, you know what? Quote, evaluating everything. Translation, Jaxson Dart, you're up, buddy. He's going to be the starter when the team takes on the LA Chargers this upcoming weekend. The noise is way too loud. They can't go back to Russell Wilson. Otherwise, the first 3 and out, that crowd will turn. And they've already turned. They want to see Jaxson Dart. And I don't even know if it's going to go well for Jaxson Dart. And I honestly pray for Jaxson Dart's case, the way the Chargers are playing defense these days, I don't know if you want that smoke. It might look really, really bad for Jaxson Dart, but they want to see anything other than hustle and bustle Russell, who's dying to take sacks behind a makeshift offensive line. So we all knew this was coming. We all saw the schedule. Surprise, surprise, they're 0-3. And at some point this season, Daboll will be relieved of his duties. Tyler, hit me with the next one.
The Chargers improved to 3-0 after beating the Denver Broncos on a game-winning kick from Cameron Dicker. The Denver Broncos had multiple chances to close this game out. Bo Nix and the offense couldn't put away the Chargers. Oh, I'm sure Nick's going to have a lot to say about this game in the next hour. The Broncos lose another close game and are now 1-2 and 0-2 in the AFC West. Are you starting to worry about the Broncos after another last-second loss?
I mean, I'm not worried. I never believed to begin with. And you mentioned that you want to hear what Nick has to say. I want to hear what Sean Payton has to say after his tour all this summer, talking to every single friend that he has in the media, saying, oh, I feel really good about my team. I got a Super Bowl team. The same Sean Payton who said he felt like Taysom Hill with Steve Young. That's who I want to hear from. Is he still texting his friends that Bo Nix was hanging out with Drew Brees in the offseason? I guess they didn't hang out long enough. What are we doing here? The Denver Broncos are mediocre. They're just a mediocre team. They're not bad, but they're not good. Because the quarterback's not good. The quarterback is bad. And the quarterback, when he's asked to participate in the game, because you go back and watch those games last year, a lot of it was, let's kind of do some things that hide his deficiencies. When he's asked to participate, this is what it looks like. I'm sorry, folks. He's not the one. He played 60 games in college football. Do you really think he's going to make some quantum leap and improve? He is what he is. It's fine. And it works for them to make the playoffs. It works for them to potentially be a 9-10 win team. But that's the ceiling. That's what it is. And I'm just very, very interested to see if we're still getting those, oh, Denver's got the look, the vibe out of their camp. Come on. They lost to every good team they played last year, and they beat all the scrubs. Get out of my face with that nonsense. As for the Chargers, as big a 3 weeks as you could have for a team that's looking to have that year two bump in Jim Harbaugh. 3-0, all 3 wins, division games. Herbert looking like an absolute stud, a potential MVP. This is what they dreamed of when they hired Jim Harbaugh. They saw some glimpses of it last year. They went 11-6, but it wasn't quite there. It always felt a little bit like, they're missing a little something. But the way Herbert's been playing, revitalizing Quentin Johnston, Keenan Allen, after his gap year in Chicago, has now turned back into the Keenan Allen of a few years ago. This thing works for Los Angeles, and I can't wait to see how it unfolds because they are a legitimate challenger in the AFC. And this time, I didn't think we were going to be saying that about the Chargers. I thought that this team had a very low ceiling. I was wrong. I think this team is for real. I think they will be dealt with all throughout the AFC this NFL season. All right, on the other side, we will get to the other games from yesterday in the National Football League with our quick hits. But first, we'll set the table for tonight's awesome Monday Night Football game between the Detroit Lions and the Baltimore Ravens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Let's get back to it here on a Monday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Eagles' win over the Rams. Eagles improved to 3-0. Rams suffer their first defeat of the season in pretty dramatic fashion, mind you, which, hey, Jordan Davis, you deserve a fruit basket or a drink or whatever the hell you want. I got you, big fella. I got you, because that man ran us to the window, which was amazing yesterday afternoon. So Nick will talk about that game as well as all of the other crazy results that we saw in the National Football League. But first, before we continue on, I want to remind everyone once again, please, all the real ones out there, hit us up on YouTube. Go to the YouTube chat and drop your favorite bet for tonight's Monday Night Football game between the Lions and the Ravens. Could be side, total, or a prop. Please include the rationale, and we will give you a tip of the cap later on during the program. Got to do it on YouTube, though. So at the BetMGM Network over on YouTube is where you can find it. No Twitch, not on Twitter. Don't hit me up on the IG DMs, and even if you do, I wouldn't be able to find it until like tomorrow because I'm never on there. But like, go to YouTube, let us know, go to the chat, and we will give you a shout-out later on in the program. Before we get to tonight's Monday Night Football game, I wanted to pass this news along as it pertains to a game later on this weekend between the Washington Commanders and the Atlanta Falcons. Excuse me. Right now, just a report came out a couple of moments ago that Jaden Daniels is considered day-to-day with his knee injury. Of course, Daniels did not play yesterday in a game where my Las Vegas Raiders once again got embarrassed. We will get to that in this segment. Oh, by the way, we will get to that game. But the Commanders get the dub. Jaden Daniels listed as day-to-day. They might need to rush him back because, you know, that win buys them a little bit of time, sitting there at 2-1, and whether it's Mariota or Daniels, they might be a favorite on the road in Atlanta. You know, it's like my Michael Penix Jr. didn't look that great yesterday. So I just wanted to pass that news along for Jaden Daniels in this upcoming game against the Falcons on Sunday. All right, let's talk Monday Night Football because we have a banger of a Monday Night Football game tonight between the Lions and the Ravens over at BetMGM. Baltimore, 4.5-point favorites, total sitting at 53.5. And I've seen at a decent amount of sportsbooks, we've gone up to 54. And it looks like we've gone up to 54 at BetMGM. So money coming in on the over. As for the injury front, before we get into how people are betting the game, a few injuries on both sides of this equation here. For the Detroit Lions, their offensive tackle, Taylor Decker, is dealing with a shoulder injury. He's listed as questionable. I think the expectation is that he's going to play in the game. Was DNP on Thursday, practice in full on Friday, DNP on Saturday. So we will wait for the inactives to come out before we get information on Taylor Decker. Their edge rusher, Marcus Davenport, he's already been ruled out with a chest injury. Kirby Joseph, their stud safety, he is listed as questionable with a knee injury. As for the Baltimore Ravens, a few guys who are key contributors are out for the Ravens. The first one, their defensive tackle, Nnamdi Madubuike, dealing with a neck injury, was ruled out. Talking to a lot of people out there in Baltimore, listening to what they're saying, this might be a long-term injury for Madubuike. So just kind of keep that in mind. One of the best interior defensive linemen in the National Football League out tonight and maybe for the foreseeable future for that Ravens defense. Also on the defensive side of the ball, Kyle Van Noy. Hamstring injury. He is ruled out of tonight's game. So no Kyle Van Noy, who led the Ravens in sacks last year, mind you. He will not be playing against the Lions. As you see, the total has gone up quite a bit. And of course, the injury from training camp, Ravens tight end Isaiah Likely still nursing that foot injury. Maybe next week against Kansas City this upcoming Sunday, he'll be able to go, but he's not going to play tonight against the Detroit Lions. He's been ruled out, as has been the case through the first couple of games this season. As for what everyone is betting with tonight's game, 61% of the bets and 74% of the handle is on the Ravens laying the 4.5. 72% of bets and 84% of the handle is on over 53.5, and that continues to climb with all that money on the over. 71% of the bets are on the Lions money line plus 195. Okay, restore the roar. I see you, Motor City Kitties. But 53% of the handle is on Ravens money line at minus 235, which makes sense. You got to lay a lot of money, 235 to win 100. So 53% of the handle is on the favorite to get it done. As for the popular player props, fifth most popular, Zay Flowers over half a rushing yard. Interesting. Fourth most popular, Jahmyr Gibbs over 24.5 receiving yards. Third most popular, Jared Goff over 34.5 passing attempts. Second most popular, DeAndre Hopkins over 1.5 receptions. And the most popular player prop over at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Rashad Bateman under 2.5 receptions. As for the most bet anytime touchdown score, it's my favorite player, Lions wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown, plus 130. As for me with this game, I'm not going to bet the side. I think that's just right. Do I really want to get involved with the total? Like, the totals haven't been fun, man. NFL totals aren't great. Over in the Cowboys game, this should go well. Over in the Cowboys game in the opener, this should go well. How about the Eagles Rams under 45.5, closes 44.5. The game was a dead over from Jump Street. These totals have not been a friend to your boy. So my lean would be to the under if we get to like 54.5. But, like, it's a small bet if I ever get there. We'll, of course, have Femi's Island with the first TD scorer bets as we try to get on the board. We have not gotten a winner yet with the first TD scorer bets. Hopefully, tonight is the night. I feel really good about the selections. But, yeah, if it gets to 54.5, it'll be, like, a small bet on the under just to sweat the game. But I think this mark is just right. High-scoring game, Baltimore favored by about as many points as they should be. Not a whole lot to do here. Hope everybody just enjoys the internet and enjoys the entertainment and the content, because I think it will be a fun game tonight with the Ravens and the Lions. All right, let's get back to what we saw yesterday in the National Football League with our NFL quick hits. in the final six-ish minutes that we have here in this segment. Have to get to the Steelers-Patriots game. You know, some games you just, that's all you can do. It's just kind of, just let out a deep breath and you know what? We'll move on to the next. Pittsburgh beats New England 21-14. I love New England all week long. Patriots on the money line plus 110. I felt the wrong team was favored while watching the game. The wrong team was definitely favored. But guess what? It didn't matter because Mike Tomlin and his dark voodoo magic once again is able to get a victory where his team had no business winning. The New England Patriots, for those who might not have been watching, New England Patriots outgained the Pittsburgh Steelers by more than 100 yards, 369 to 203. Yards per play, 5.2 to 4.1. Passing yards, 250 to 139. Rushing yards, 119 to 64. They turned the ball over five times. Four of them fumbles. And the one interception tipped ball in the red zone. In the end zone, for that matter, when New England was going in to score. Like, they turned it over with a tipped interception in the end zone. Ramondre Stevenson fumbled going into the end zone. Like, what the hell was that game? Honestly, that's the kind of game that puts you on tilt. Like, the Patriots vomited the game away. And I will take all credit away from Pittsburgh. You know how most people say, I don't want to take credit away? Nah, I'm taking all the credit away. They deserve no credit for getting that win. New England blew it. And I cannot believe that's how that unfolded. I loved them in the game, and it played out exactly how I thought it would, and it didn't matter. And the Steelers are 2-1, and the Patriots are now sitting here at 1-2, and I just cannot believe that they blew that game. In the same window, mind you, Jacksonville and Houston. The Jaguars win it 17-10. I loved Houston all week long, like New England, plus 110 on the money line. Love that bet. And in fact, in the interest of transparency, because on Friday's show, I talked about the Madman Survivor and how I was going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. I saw it Saturday, Xavier Worthy ruled out, was not going to play in the game. And also the Chiefs with the holiday considerations, Thanksgiving against the Cowboys, Christmas against the Broncos. I said, you know what? I'm just going to pivot. I'm going to go with Houston because I feel that good about the Texans in this game. So the Madman Survivor entry is done. That has been a loser. So got the other one. We got the YBYB entry. My wife has an entry as well. Both went with the Bills on Thursday night. So it was like a no sweat. But I was sweating Houston, wanting the Texans to win the game. Of course, Houston, you know, they're going to outgain Jacksonville because that's how these things typically go. You know, you're just going to win the box score but not actually win the game. Jacksonville outgained them by 20 yards. But the turnovers were the real difference. Three turnovers for the Texans. The biggest one being that Nico Collins fumble with the game tied at 10. Houston just entering the red zone. Boop. Nico Collins, best offensive player on the team. Here you go, Jacksonville. How about you take the ball? Next series, Brian Thomas Jr., who couldn't catch a cold in Alaska, all of a sudden he's now streaking down the field with the ball. Jacksonville ends up scoring. They win. But oh, by the way, Houston with a chance to tie the game going down the field. Perhaps we can go to overtime. Nope, offensive line can't hold up. They hit CJ Stroud's hand while he's throwing the football. Lands into the arms of a Jaguars defender. Game over. Houston season over. I don't think they're coming out of this 0-3 hole. That offense can't function. And for Jacksonville, I'll just say this. Your days are numbered because that team sucks. They're not good. I don't give a damn what their record says. They're not good. Congrats on the Indianapolis Colts for winning the division. Which takes me to that game. Colts over the Titans. Colts win it 41-20. I mean, I got to put my hand up. Dead wrong about Indianapolis this year. Through 3 weeks, got to move off of the priors. I was dead wrong. That team is awesome. Steichen has them cooking. Like, they've punted once in their three games, fewest by any team to start a season since at least 1940. I saw that stat being shared all throughout yesterday. Like, that team is awesome. The defense is just good enough. They got some talent. Lou Anarumo's got them playing pretty well. And offense, it's like 450 yards every game. It's 7 yards per play every game. Jonathan Taylor, the guy we talked about last Wednesday to win Offensive Player of the Year, he is now the favorite. Like, everything is working, and Daniel Jones looks as good as he's ever looked in his career. I think the Colts actually waltz to winning the division. The other three teams, so unserious. I think Indy's going to get it done. The Washington Commanders and the Las Vegas Raiders. Are we panicked about my Raiders? Well, they lost 41-24 after getting embarrassed by the Chargers earlier in the week. I'm not officially on panic mode, but we're getting close. If they don't win on Sunday against Chicago, I will be in a full-blown panic about the Raiders. Their offensive line cannot block. Genty feels like he gets hit the minute he gets the football. It's all bad right now for the Silver and Black, but it's only 1-2. They could go 2-2, and all of a sudden, all right, hey, still got some season left over, but it's getting to be a little bit early. Is it what I say? It's getting late early? It's getting late early for the Las Vegas Raiders. And finally, the Atlanta Falcons. How do you get shut out by the Carolina Panthers? What was that from Michael Penix Jr.? God-awful interceptions, just a horrendous performance. And luckily for us on YBYB, knocked some people out of Survivor. So that was great. But overall, a bad performance by the Atlanta Falcons. All right, on the other side, we'll hear Nick's thoughts on the wild finish in the city of brotherly love that saw the Eagles come from behind to beat the Los Angeles Rams.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.